Hi, John Thornhill here, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing Alex Cripples. I've known Alex for quite a few years now. Alex is from Cardiff in the UK, so not too far away from me. And Alex's claim to fame is he has earned over $1 million in a 21-day period. Now, I was delighted to see Alex recently launch his first Warrior Special offer, and it was awarded WSO of the Day within 3 hours, which is actually quite spectacular. His Warrior Special offer has been a huge success, and that is what we are going to talk about today. So, hello, Alex.
How's it going, John? Thanks for the kind introduction, my friend, and it's a pleasure to be here sharing the value with you.
No problem. So I've got a list of questions I want to ask you, Alex, and I hope you don't mind, you know, sharing what you've learned over the last few weeks. And the first thing I want to ask is, could you please explain what your Warrior Special offer was about?
Yeah, cool. So basically, I shared a WSO, it was called Social Infiltrator, and you know, Social Infiltrator is really just a video of what I've done recently to penetrate a marketplace. And, you know, all it does is shows how I precondition traffic to want to buy my stuff, okay? So that's what the product was about. And it's a really cool product. I've made a lot of money using the tactics. So I shared that with other people, and it's been, you know, a great success. I'm very happy with that as my first WSO.
Okay, so you were using it as a sort of lead generator. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you, obviously this was your first Warrior Special offer, but I want to ask, why did you actually choose to use the Warrior Forum to launch this instead of just having, you know, like a regular launch with your regular affiliate program?
Yeah, cool. So there's two reasons. Number one reason is, a few months back, I did a seminar in London, and it was just myself and Dean Holland who run the seminar. And we had hundreds of people turn up, and Dean was actually running a lot of WSOs. And on stage, Dean spoke about the Warrior Forum, and he showed, like, you know, how he's doing things, the results he was getting. And I was really impressed myself. I was like, wow, this is really cool. And the people in the room, when they give their testimonials at the end of the day, most people remembered that talk.
Right.
Of anything. They loved it. And I was like, wow, like, this is, like, people are loving it. So the reason is because there's instant buyers sitting there waiting, isn't it, in the forum?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
There's thousands of buyers just sitting in the forum waiting to buy your stuff. So, I mean, that seminar was a few months ago, John, and I still hadn't done a WSO. But I've seen you put out a lot of WSOs.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so now this guy's got me interested. Because, you know, if everyone listening, John Thornhill was the very first guy who I ever found on the internet who was an ethical internet marketer. I found a lot of crappy websites, as I'm sure all of you have. You know, I remember John way back in the day, like 2004, when I first got into, you know, just first came across him, I was like, this guy gets it. So I followed John since 2004, and anything that you've done is always inspired me, made me think, you know, that I could do it. And then I've always tried to follow your lead, whether it was with eBay or e-books, as you call them, or, you know, or like internet marketing or ClickBank or whatever. I've always followed your lead, John. So when you were over on WSOs, I was like, okay, this guy's definitely onto something. And then when you said you'd made $100,000 from a WSO, I was in gaming.
Right. Okay. So that piqued your interest. And also, of course, if Dean's talking about doing his own WSOs, it makes sense to actually put the product on the Warrior Forum, doesn't it? Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Okay, then. I want to ask you as well, in case people have not seen your WSO, incidentally, you know, I'm going to send people there as well, but in case people want to check it out. But I want to ask, how much was your Warrior Special offer?
Oh, we started it at $7.
Right.
No, I was going to go at $5, like you do.
Right, so you used the price increase technique, yeah?
Yeah, and this is the funny thing. The price increase just 10 cents per 50 customers. But that little increase really made people want to buy before anyone else.
Right, right.
I mean, me and Dean were very shocked by how it really made people have that scarcity. We're talking 10 cents here, guys, you know? And now the WSOs may be upwards to about $10 or something around. I'm not too sure where it is at the minute, but, you know, it was. I liked it, John. I would recommend you test that one time as well.
Right.
But it, you know, or at least say to me, every 100, we're going to put the price up another dollar or something. You know what I mean?
Okay, so that definitely seems, your advice would be to people launching WSO Pros, at least test this, at least try doing the gradual price increase, yeah?
Yep, I've never done it before. Obviously, this is my first one. Dean's never done it before, but we played with it, and Dean was shocked by the results. You know, we sold like 1,000 units of my WSO, 1,000 customers in less than 48 hours.
Right. That's awesome.
So it worked.
Okay. And I know the answer to this question, and I'm guessing, you know, what I've been teaching, but I'm still going to ask it because I want your opinion. Did you have an upsell?
We did.
Of course, yeah, of course.
Yeah, we had an upsell. So, again, this was a little... you know my videos, John. You've seen my videos, you know, in the past. I mean, my videos are long, right?
Mm-hmm.
My sales videos are normally like 40 minutes. We made a video that was 1 minute 44 seconds... And it went something like this. Hi, Alex Jeffries here. Congratulations on buying my WSO. If you would like to compliment that package and get a product that would really sit hand in hand with it, then here it is. You know, and it was a bit, you know, an extra minute and 20 seconds of talking, right? Explaining what the product is. The O2O converted, John, at 50%, 5-0.
Wow.
Across the board.
Wow.
Thousands. People have seen it. It's crazy. I've never seen anything in my life like it before, John.
I think what you have to remember is a lot of people don't... You see a lot of successful WSOs. I mean, I bought tons. You've got no idea how many WSOs I bought. But the amount of people who don't include an upsell, and you're almost screaming at your computer, "What do you know how much money you're missing out on?" And, you know, you see these people who make WSO of the day... And the upsell, yeah. And obviously, this is one thing I'm trying to teach people as well. It's part of my training. You must have an upsell, even if it's just something along the lines of an upgraded version of your existing product.
Yeah.
It's something to bring in extra revenue because, I mean, 50%, Alex, that's unbelievable, yeah?
Well, it's crazy. I mean, let me just give you... And the price was obviously higher,
yeah.
And we didn't do a raise in price. We just kept it a single price. It was Dean's... He's in the office, so I'm going to give him a bit of a pat on the back. I'm sure he'll run into this office now. But he priced it at $11, the upsell. And I was like, that's a bit of a strange number. And then the upsell, you know, converted 50%. But what we realized is this, that the front end, we were paying out 100% commissions on the front end.
Right, yeah.
So we were paying 100% commissions, and the affiliate was getting about 90 cents per click.
Right, which is good.
For the front end, okay, which is really good. But then the back end, we were paying 50%, and the affiliates were getting $5.50.
Because of the conversion, yeah, yeah.
So you then work it out that, you know, 50% of customers, so they were getting $5.50, half that is $2.25 plus the 90 cents, it was like $3.35 EPC. $3.35 EPC, John, for a $7 freaking offer.
Brilliant. That is brilliant. I mean, most EPCs, I'm happy. I must be honest, Alex, if I promote a product, if I get anything above 50 cents, I'm usually happy. I've had the odd one where it's been in the, you know, $5, $6. Very, 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 very rare. But on that price point, over $3 is fantastic. But I've also had, with one of my $5 WSOs, with the upsells in place as well, we managed to get up to, you know, it was only about... I think the best we'd done was about 140. But even that's good. You know, if someone can send, you know, 500 clicks to your offer, they're going to make $600 in sales. And also we have upsells in place like further down the line in the autoresponder series as well. So, our affiliates get rewarded as well. So, yeah, that is, you know, it's unbelievable for that price point, yeah.
Well, let me throw this in there. You know me, John, I like to sell $1,000 products.
Yeah.
So I was very reluctant to sell a $7 product, thinking, is this really worth it? You know, that's where I kind of was. Yes, it is worth it. For the first thing, bloody amazingly worth it. But on the flip side, my $1,000 products, if they convert a $10 EPC, that's amazing. Now, $10 EPC, I normally pay them, my affiliates, 50% of that. So that's $5 earning per click, EPC. So my affiliates are crazy about that number. They love it. If I say, hey, guys, you drive traffic, $5 EPC for a $1,000 offer, they go crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for this $7 offer, let me just say, that $1,000 product takes me a long time to create, right? This $7 offer we knocked up in the morning, and it's paying affiliates $3.35 EPC.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know, I'm like, oh, I love it. I'm in love with WSOs.
Do you know what I think as well, Alex? When you do a small price offer, I think it gives a little guy hope. You know, people who can only drive maybe 50 clicks to your offer,
Yes.
They've got very, very little chance of selling your $1,000 coaching program, but they may sell 5 or 6 copies of your, you know, your $7-$8 WSO, and they bank $40-$50. And for the small guy, that's brilliant. Now, if you've got 200 or 300 small guys promoting you, you know, that's equivalent to an email, one email from a guru, you know, like 100,000 lists. So you've got to think of that as well. And you actually, when you were talking about the EPCs and upsells there, I've actually got the stats in front of me for one of my Warrior Special Offers, Multi-Profit Monthly. We did 3,378 units at $5, which earned just under $17. But on $97 upsell, we've done 187 units, which done nearly $19,000.
Nice.
So that goes into the importance of having an upsell. We did more money off the upsell than we did off the main offer, you know. And this brings me nicely into the next question. It's not just about the money you bring in. My question was, did you build a buyer list? And I know the answer is yes, you know, you did build a buyer list. But I want you to explain what you will do with the buyers, how you actually plan to make money from the people who have bought your product, you know, from the buyers list.
Yep. So what I want to just quickly go, and I'll run to that, but I want to go back to the last question, which is really important, I think. When we launched this WSO, we didn't have to go looking for affiliates to promote it for us.
Yeah.
They were hunting us down. Mm. John, I've never in my life experienced where affiliates are hunting me down to promote my stuff. Normally it's, hey, dude, will you promote stuff? Hey, dude, will you promote stuff? You know the game, right, John?
Yeah.
You have to go out and get people to promote for you and let them know the date and stuff. When we launched WSO, people were literally just coming to us and asking, hey, can I promote this? Will you accept me as an affiliate? Let me promote it. It was pretty intense, actually. We were trying to keep up with it. So that's pretty amazing as well, that for your customers and listeners, that when you launch your WSO, then know that people will start coming to you to promote it for you, which is really cool. You know, there's instant traffic. So then go into that. You will build a customer's list. And, you know, on mine, I give 100% commissions away. Why I did that, quite simple. I built this customer list, like John said. What will I do next? Well, what I'm going to do next is I'm going to, obviously, start sending emails. And I'm going to start sending promotions for other people's products. I'm going to start sending emails for my own products. And it's very simple when you think about that. I'm just going to send emails. And we're going to make a lot of money. Now, I pretty much think we're going to be doing, you know, Dean reckons we'll at least do $4,000 net per month from that list.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I think I've noticed from the list I've built so far, a list from the Warrior Forum is far more responsive because these people are conditioned to buy. The more conditioned, you know, and I just feel that the buyer list from the Warrior Forum is, to me, it's one of the best lists you can build. So I've certainly noticed a difference with some of the promotions I've run to the list I've built so far. So I'm guessing you're going to be in for some pleasant surprises when you start to run promotions.
Yeah, we haven't even emailed them yet. But the other thing is, as well, we have a funnel. We're going to put them through funnels, and we're going to upsell them to higher ticket products. So, you know, the thing is, like, yeah, we sold them a $7 product, and we are going to keep selling them back to lots of other WSOs that we recommend that we think are great. And, you know, those $7 products quickly add up if you get 110 commissions and stuff, right?
Yeah, of course.
But the thing is, what we are going to do is we're going to then start to send them to $97 offers, $197 offers, $497 offers, $997 offers, and also survey them to find out who wants to buy our $5,000 offers, our $10,000 offers.
Yeah, and that's where the big money is, isn't it? Yeah,
definitely. And I think, I personally said to Dean, I think we'll do, when we average it over a period of time, we'll easily do $10,000 per month from just that one WSO.
Yeah, definitely. I agree, Alex. I mean, I do the same sort of thing as you. You know, we both have similar products, not similar products, but similar. Let's say we both do coaching and things like that. We both have
similar business models.
Yes, and of course, you know, you still have to put it across to people the importance of building a list. And if you do it through the Warrior Forum, that's one advantage of WSO Pro. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, you know, in a little while. You know, you can build the list directly from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and what I do as well, I just want to put this across. I don't know how. Did you force people opt in? I don't think you did. Did you?
We did. Yes,
you
we did, did.
You did. Right. Okay. Because I find that just asking people to opt in usually works for updates. But what I did with Warrior Plus with my last WSO was you can put the Aweber link in and you can just have people automatically get your confirm email.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a little bit of a different model to me. I'm not really a fan of the forced opt-in, but obviously, you know, it's if you find that's what you do. Because do you want to talk about that or not? Or
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I said to Dean, like, Dean, are we gonna get... Obviously, you know, we give 100% commissions away. I give a lot of value in my WSO as well. I'm also going to give it out to the world for free when other people are paying me a lot more money for this product. So it's like, well, obviously, we want to capture the email address, because if they like the product and we send them an email, they're going to be preconditioned to buy more stuff off us. So
of course, yeah.
I'd find it silly not to put them on the list.
Yeah.
From our perspective and the buyer's perspective, we'd be doing them a disservice if we're going to send them more good stuff. So that's how I saw it, John.
Okay.
And Dean said to me, dude, we'd definitely put them on the list. Like, there was no questions about it. So all we did was, we didn't make them double opt-in. It was a single opt-in list we put them onto. And they come in, you know, once they bought, they saw the one-time offer, which if they bought or didn't, they'd go to two different pages, enter their email address, and they land on the download page.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Would it be a cheeky question asking how many buyers you've managed to put on a list so far from this?
I just had my open on the other screen now, but I would say about 1,400 front-end customers so far.
Right.
And I'd say then about 700 O2O people bought the one-time offer.
Right, okay.
So we got, and this is the thing, John, I said to Dean, hey, bro, we just did like a $7 offer into an $11 offer. We should have really put a $97 offer after it.
After that, yeah. Yeah.
I should have. And I spoke to you on the phone call. I was like, dude, should I do this? He was like, well, yeah, really? Because this is what Stephen Pierce taught me before. He said, Alex, do not stop selling until the buyer stops buying.
That's good advice, yeah.
It was very good advice. So I've never followed it. He told me that, God, yeah, many years ago. I've never really followed it properly, but that's what I'm trying to build in my company now. A process where if you buy, there's another offer. If you buy, there's another offer. Until you stop buying... And that offer that could continue just like, you know, $25,000.
Yeah.
And that's what we're building right now. Which, you know, we've got the $5,000, we've got the $10,000, we've got the $25,000 infrastructure. We're just trying to get it where it's scalable, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So I was like, you know, let's do it at 7, 11, 97. And if they buy the 97, I show them 197. They don't have to buy it, we're just showing them the offer.
Yeah, of course.
And I would have bet we would have made another 10 G's easy.
Yeah.
Another $10,000 easy with that.
I would agree. I mean, I had a $97 upsell. Mine was a $5 front end with a 97, you know, straight a 97, which is a big jump. But that seemed to work as well. So it's all a case of testing testing different things. And
I want to ask you a quick question. What was the conversion from a $5 offer to a 97? What was the percentage of buyers?
I don't know, but if you know any maths, we sold 3,378 and on the front end and converted 187 of those into $97 buyers.
Okay, so a small-ish number, but a higher price point.
Yeah.
I will do the math after. For everyone listening, it was 3,378, and then 178 people bought the $97 offer.
187, and we also sold 144 downsells at $67. So
$67. Okay, I'll do some math after, and I'll look at that myself.
Yeah.
But for me, this is why I think we would have made another $10,000, because we sold, say, 1,400 units at the front end. We then sold 700 of the one-time offer, so that's 50% of the people.
Yeah.
And now, although those 700 people could we have got 70 or 100 to have bought the $97 product?
Probably, yeah.
So could we have got like 10 to 15% of those avid buyers buy another product?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, out of that, the 700, maybe 70, you know, 10 to 15% would have bought it. So there would have been another $10,000, you see?
Yeah.
So you just need to think about that, guys. And obviously, for a lot of the people listening, they might be building their first product and stuff. And if you want to remind me, John, we'll talk quickly about product creation. Or I'm sure you've got that in your product anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can talk about it if you want, though, Alex. If you want to talk about it, you know.
Yeah. You carry on with your questions. We'll throw that in at the end, and we'll have a quick rundown of some good ideas.
Okay. Well, this is one question I was debating whether to ask you. I want to ask you it.
Ask me anything.
Right. I've got this in brackets. There are some strange characters, negative individuals on the Worry Forum, which you have found out. Now, one or two seem to jump on your thread, and they were very, very negative, and also getting nasty.
Yep.
But you dealt with it brilliantly. Now, if people go and look at Alex's thread, you'll actually see I started to back Alex up. I was actually getting angry for you, you know, because I was thinking these guys just don't seem to get it.
Yep.
But you dealt with it brilliantly.
Thank you.
And I'd like you, if you don't mind, just share the sort of things you did when this was happening.
Yeah, I was getting angry as well. I was like, these guys just don't get it. And let me just be very clear. Out of the 1,400 people who bought the front-end product, we have had less than 20 people refund.
Yeah, you're less than one. I looked on WSO Pro, I think you were 1% or 2% last time I checked, which is, you know, it's brilliant.
Well, yeah, I mean, anything less than 5% is amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, like, you know, yeah, I don't even think 2%, but it could be, you know, around there, right?
Yeah.
So basically, the refunds are very low. The customers are loving it. The emails are coming in. People are amazed. The thread's nice. There's a lot of good comments on the thread. People are liking it. There seems to be just about, I don't know, there's some people who just say, yeah, rubbish WSO. This is not for newbies. And then what I started to do was try and educate them in my, not backlash, but my protection, if you will. Because I was really getting annoyed. And I was like, to Dean, I'm like, these guys are douchebags. You know? Like, there was a few people who had just come to work for us, just sitting in the office with us. And there was quite a few people here in the office. And we're growing the company over here. So, you know, we got a big office growing. And I was like, don't these people get it? Like, I've given this offer for, like, freaking $7. You have a 30-day refund period. Just refund if you want. But what I did do was I asked people, please leave your comments, good or bad, in the thread, because I know that bad comments, whenever I've had bad people comment about me in the past on the internet, I don't ever have to go against them. My customers then come and support me.
Yeah.
And this is something Rich Sheffrin taught me. Was like, dude, if people attack you, make it public to your fan base that you're being attacked in a certain place. They will rush and look after you, and they'll pad out the fire for you. And I like that. I was like, wow. So any time in the past that anyone's tried doing this kind of stuff, I tell my customers, hey guys, look what's going on here. You know, what do you think? And normally, you know, the floods of people come and support me. So, you know, I loved it. I didn't have to say that to you, but I loved seeing you in my thread looking after me and backing me up. I was like, you know, this guy gets in. I was really thankful, as I told you on the phone. But how do you think, let me ask this question, like, how do you think, because I could have told them, you know, you are douchebags on there, but obviously I didn't say that publicly, right?
Yeah.
And I would do, John. I mean, I'm there for two things. To add value to the community, which I think I did. Do you watch the products?
I did. I watched it all. It was fantastic. I watched the upsell video, you know, and I learned a few things from that. And I'm going to implement some of what you taught. Yeah. I mean, for anyone listening, it's a 70, 80 minute video or something. Or is it?
Yeah. 90?
Yeah. And it's just basically Alex getting recorded at a seminar and the presentation. And it was just great stuff. And I actually, those sort of products I love devouring, you know, because those are the sort of products where people have to go out of their way to go to attend, pay thousands of dollars. And if you can watch a recording for, you know, $11, I mean, come on.
Yeah. So you know, I knew the value was there, and I was adding the value. I wanted to go out with my first WSO with a lot of value, bang, right? And when these people are then complaining about it, like, oh, this is crap, you know, this only works for in the bloody internet marketing industry, this is like pyramid marketing, I'm like, come on, guys, have you got a freaking clue?
Yeah.
Like, this works in any industry you want to put into. If you want to use the social infiltrator, you could use it in the knitting niche if you wanted, in the bloody teacher parent how to talk niche. It works anywhere, right? You know, and that's just a fact of it. So I tried, you know, getting over that across, but they kept coming back with more. They just wanted an argument at the end of the day, John.
Yeah, I noticed you were actually highlighting all of the positive things that you've done brilliantly as well. And you know, everyone who was praising you, you were replying to those people. And obviously the people who were replying, there was one guy asking for a refund and being quite nasty about it. And, you know, you were just saying, yeah, you get your refund, no problem. And then you were leaving it at that. And I think that's the best thing you can do, because like you've already said, your customers and people who know you, people who know what you are about, will turn the thread around. The danger of a public forum is if things go nasty, it can go very, very nasty. But as long as you believe in your product, you believe in what you do, when you have a good customer base, you never, ever, I don't think, have anything to worry about, because as long as it gets turned around, and your thread did. And I actually think as well, personally, I think I could have maybe helped sales, because it brings attention to the thread. Obviously, people want to see what's happening. And, you know, I actually think sometimes a little bit of controversy can help with sales as well.
Definitely. And that's why I said, leave your comments, good or bad. I knew the product was good. I knew not everyone was going to love it. I knew we were going to get refunds. I knew that there, you know, a lot of moaners in our forum that just go to the forum to moan and never go on the internet to make any money. They've been warriors. There was one guy who's like, you know, how much money have you made? I want to see recent screenshots and stuff you say in my thread.
Yes, sir.
I said to Dean, like, you know, when he said that, I made like literally the day that WSO went live, I made several thousand dollars net that day. Like, so I was, you know, like people would pay me $5,000 in clumps and I was selling this for $7. Then 2 days ago or something, somebody's like, I want to see recent screenshots of your money and everything. Literally, like the hour before that guy had said that, I made like $3,000 in my pocket before that guy had said it. So I said to Dean, like, I shot with like, Dean, should I just take a screenshot of what I just made this past hour and show him? And then Dean's like, nah, I don't think so. And I was like, yeah, I think you're right, you know? And there's a couple of things. Number one, people are calling me a guru over there, and you know I never call myself a guru, John.
Yeah.
So the reputation's there anyway, that I don't need to start showing what's in my pocket. And number two, the people who aren't making money, it kind of makes them feel down as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, I think it's a good choice not to. And Dean's steered me very cleverly on the forum, because I could have gone up there and just gone like, you cheeky little monkey, who do you think you are? And I would write that kind of stuff, you know. But yeah, so we kept it nice. I think the thread's been nice. I like the banter. I like the backlash. And people who are ridiculing me, like saying like, this guy said he's giving me a refund on Wednesday. It's freaking Friday now. Where's my refund? I've sent them a PM. I'm like, hey, dude, you know, the refund's been taken care of by my personal assistant. You know, they do all that kind of stuff for me. Sorry if you've had a 48-hour delay. Please, you know, keep the thread going, though. If you feel there's any unnecessary delays or anything, just mention it in the thread. You know, I like people like you in the community because you tell the truth. You know, I like to buy WSOs myself, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm also letting these guys know behind the scenes. I'm thanking them for kind of attacking me in the thread. Because I know it's helping me in the community. I know it is. Like you said, controversy sells.
It does. I like that. Thanking people for attacking me. yeah. It's something. I think with the Warrior Forum, you've just got to roll with it. You know, you've got to go with the flow, because you could probably put a Warrior special offer out where you'll say, PM me and I'll send you $10, and there'll be still people complaining. You know, it's just the way the Warrior Forum is, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, one guy goes, he said to me, I want to see something. I said, like, Google me, dude. Just literally, he said, I want to see proof that you're for real. I said, just Google me. It's not hard to Google me, is it? He come back, he goes, you can go to Fiverr.com and get that kind of stuff. I'm like, dude,
yeah.
Well, I must have a lot of Fivers to put that kind of, you know, stuff out there in the internet, you know?
That was a video of testimonials he was talking about. Yeah, I think he was trying to say you could have bought all of those testimonials. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, come on. Yeah. You know, so I know. So, I mean, so you just got to, like you said, you got to roll with it. I didn't like it, to be honest. John, at the beginning, now I've embraced it. Now I'm really excited about my next WSO.
Which actually was my next question. Do you plan to list more WSOs? Even though I knew the answer to that question, you know, I want you to just explain, you know, what your plans are with the Warrior Forum and WSOs now.
Yeah, definitely, man. Just keep doing them. I mean, look, not every WSO is going to take off like this one did. Like John's one did 3,378 units. I want this one to keep growing and get to that stage. We plan to release a lot more WSOs. In fact, we were meant to release one 2 days ago, but it didn't happen for technical reasons.
Okay.
Hopefully it goes live today.
Okay.
But again, it might not. But that's, you know, that's Dean's WSO. But you know, we're still rolling them out of this office. But then I'm gonna release one in about 2 weeks, and I think I'm going to. Should I give you the name? Or I think I'm gonna
go for it. Go for it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna create a product called Guru Swiper.
Guru Swiper.
Mm. And it's basically the next step of this WSO that I just did, Social Infiltrator, but all of the questions that people had, that they were like, oh man, I haven't got a list, so this won't work for me, or man, I haven't got any reputation, or man, I can't create a product. You know, all of the things that they couldn't get out of the Social Infiltrator, I think it's going to be in Guru Swiper, and then tie them both together.
Okay.
And then it'll be like the sequel to it, you know?
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking anyway. And I think we could smash it with it.
Yeah. And so you'll probably use the same simple. Well, actually, I've got another question. We shall sort of fall into this later. In fact, I'll ask this now. Now you have your first successful Warrior Special offer under your belt. Looking back, is there anything you would have done differently? Because you've only done it once so far, obviously. When you've done it 10 times, you probably do things differently. But is there anything you not regret doing, but is there anything you would have done differently? And I think one of the things you said was having a $97 upsell. That's one thing you maybe should have done. But is there anything else that can maybe point people in the right direction who've never listed a Warrior Special offer yet?
No, because I think we did a good job. I'm still very new to this, John. Like, you know, this is my own. By far, I'm not an expert in this arena. But, like, I think we did stuff pretty good by accepting affiliates. And I think the only thing is, yeah, that $97 upsell should have been part of it.
Okay.
And that's really it, I would say.
Okay. So that's actually, I mean, that's a good thing, I suppose. It means you've done what you feel, you've done everything right. So, yeah, okay, that's fine.
And maybe... Oh, I tell you, John, sorry, there is one other thing. I'd have a notification by email, which I learned from you, in your product.
Sign up for your own thread, you mean, yeah?
Sign up for my own thread. That's the only thing I did wrong, because I didn't know. You actually texted me yesterday, said, hey, dude, you know, I had a baby yesterday, and, like, you know, obviously I'm away, and then people are like, John texted me, like, hey, dude, a couple of people are asking for refunds in the thread, and they get a bit nasty with it. I was like, thanks, John, you know? And I still wouldn't have logged on today till, you know, today.
Yeah,
so, because... You know, I'm thinking of other things, right? So, yeah, that would have been the one thing. Like, sign up to my own thread. I think that's very important to the next time.
Yeah, I think it's important. Obviously, Alex, you've been having a baby, so... But you can understand if people ask a question and then they don't get a reply. I think people on the Warrior Forum want the answer within an hour or so.
Yeah.
And I actually think if you can provide the answers quickly, it also helps with sales, especially when you get the questions coming in. So, yeah, obviously signing up to be notified, it's in the thread tools, isn't it? Just sign up to be notified when there's been a response. I actually do that with tons of WSOs because I watch a lot, you know, to see what's going on. So, yeah. Okay. Right, here's a big one. How do you feel about using WSO Pro? You know, the split pay with pay card and things like that. Obviously, you're probably not feeling about that.
Yeah, okay. When we said, you know, are we going to do it? So number one, we wanted to get it out fast to see what's going to happen. So we didn't want to wait for ClickBank and all that kind of stuff. In the future, we will start using ClickBank with all WSOs. I think it's the better way to go because then people can't start slamming your forum with your thread with you know, refund requests.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a very good point.
You know, but that's just something I saw. Yes, it's like, yeah, definitely. I said it to Dean. Yes, I was like, dude, like, we should be using ClickBank. And we both talked about it. I was like, well, John's using this cool little script. I was blown away by yours using ClickBank. I was like, that's really freaking cool, you know? That's one thing I would do. Just the one thing, though, what do you think about refunds with ClickBank, though? Are they as high as they are over on ClickBank because you're doing with Warriors, or is it still lower than normal?
I logged in yesterday to Multiprofit Monthly, which was a WSO, and the refund rate was 3.2 or something like that percent.
I mean, you can't complain, can you, you know?
Especially with ClickBank, because, you know, ClickBank, people know how to refund, a lot of people, you know, so...
Yep. That's the problem with this bloody industry, isn't it? you know, give people refunds, but, you know, they take advantage of it, and especially with ClickBank. That's why I don't do much over there. Okay, so...
Can I just jump in, Alex? I want to tell you one thing what happened with the split pay, okay?
Yep.
I had to do some videos. Obviously, I launched the 7K Elements just a few days ago using WSO Pro because I wanted to obviously train people how to do this. Now, one thing you mentioned earlier on was the amount of affiliates. Within 10 minutes, I had like 20 affiliates requesting to promote my product.
Yep.
But one thing I had was a refund request, but it was from an affiliate. So then I had to contact the affiliate to refund the 100% commission. That can cause, I think that can cause problems. Do you know what I mean?
John, that's what I was looking at yesterday. It was like this one guy, he said, I requested a refund on Wednesday and it still hasn't been here. We've checked our records. We haven't
taken the payment.
We haven't taken the payment.
Yeah.
But this is the other problem, though. This is where it comes down to. So we... Then you press a button in Warrior Pro Plus or whatever to contact the affiliate and say, hey, this guy needs a refund, and then they take care of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's fine, but, yeah, you can still get... It's still a bit shitty, isn't it?
Yeah, what if the guy doesn't check his emails for 3 days? Yeah. Or what if email account's not working? Or what if it goes in his spam? You know, I think that's the part I don't like. It's because that's out of your control.
That's where this conversation came up about ClickBank. I was like, we definitely need to move to ClickBank.
Yeah.
But then this is the other thing. Now the guy's complaining in the thread about his O2O hasn't been refunded.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were two different transaction ID numbers... He gave us only his first transaction ID, thinking he'll get refunded for the both.
Yeah.
Anna's then checked this. We haven't got in our PayPal. She's then gone to the affiliate, told the affiliate to refund it. He must have refunded it, but now we haven't got the O2O receipt for the guy. So he's like, guys, what's going on? You're taking a mick out of me. You're trying to scam me or something. And then now... we need to get this transactional ID again. Was it processed by the affiliate or was it processed by us? Because it's that split pay, so we don't know. So I'm like, damn, man, this gets tricky.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I think it would help if WSO Pro had a choice where you could just take all the payments and then pay manually. I think part of the appeal for smaller affiliates was the fact they get paid instantly. I think what it is, Alex, is they've all got the pros and cons, and if you could take a system where everything, a combination of maybe ClickBank, WSO Pro, in-house, and put all the best bits together, you would have the ultimate product, you know? Because they've all got the good features and they've all got the bad features, so, yeah.
And that's it, I mean, yeah, but out of all of it, we've only got 20 refunds, so this, you know, all these customers, I mean, is it worth, you know, is that headache worth $10,000 a month?
Yeah. Of course.
Of course, man. Come on, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, like Dean said, you said they're attacking me in that thread now. You know, tomorrow they'll be attacking somebody else. They have to attack somebody else. That's all they do, you know?
You're right there, man. You're right. There's people who just have a negative attitude and think everyone's out to scam them. And yeah. I mean, the Warrior Forum is a fantastic place to get good advice, but of course, at the same time, there's a lot of negativity in there. So you have to look for the positives, I would say. Just look for the positives.
That's what I do. Look for the positive out of every negative.
Yeah, of course. Okay, I've only got a couple of questions, Alex, left. One is, what advice would you give anyone who wants to list a Warrior special offer who hasn't listed one before? If there's anything you could maybe tell anyone listening, what would you advise?
Okay, this is the biggest advice. We've actually got a meeting today at 2 o'clock with somebody who did this. And Dean's the man who's going to take over here. But this is what happened. Somebody interviewed me a few weeks ago. Then he launched it as a WSO. And he sold 3 units of the WSO.
Right.
It converted to like 1%, less than 1%. So it was, you know, very low. So that's why I was like, oh, man, these guys over the Warrior Forum just don't like Alex Jeffries, you know? Like, you know, they're not digging it. If all these people have seen it, they're not buying, well, they're not digging it. And it was less than 1% conversions, obviously, because he had like several hundred more, you know, he had like 800 people view it or something. So it's like less than 0.5%. So then I was like, man. And now Dean says that all of his WSOs have converted at least 10% on the front end, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, man, Dean, you know, is social infiltrator going to work? I had my reserves. I'm like, this, I don't think we're going to do very well from it, right? So when we launched, you know, we started off like 2% or something because all the traffic floods to the WSO, and then nobody's buying because they're waiting for comments and feedback first, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then it started to grow to 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%, 9%, 10%, and we got it up to 14%. And then across the board for the whole launch, somebody just walked into my office. I just had to shoot out. They're just a sidetrack. They've been stealing my car space, so I parked my car behind their car, and now they're like in my office. So
I let them wait.
Yeah, they are waiting. Anyway, so basically. So we got up to 14%, and overall, it converted to 10% flat, right? Which is amazing.
Yeah.
So obviously, it isn't Alex Jeffries that they're not buying into. It was the way the offer was presented.
Okay.
Right? So on the one side, we had... Two seconds, they're still in my office, but... On the one side, we had 10%. Jeez. Right. So on the one side, we had a conversion that didn't convert.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it was like, you know, less than 1%. And on the other side, we had one converting at 14%.
Mm-hmm.
By the same product creator.
Yeah. And
why? Why?
I'm guessing, a lot of things would be the fact, I would say, affiliates not promoting. And I would say a copy could have been an issue if you didn't write the copy.
It was just the one thing it comes down to is the copy, is the way the offer was presented.
Yeah. Obviously, if a copy looks unprofessional, affiliates don't want to promote it and things like, yeah, that's a massive, you know, it has a massive bearing on it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just it really come down to the way the offer is presented and the copy, and then obviously once it starts to convert, then the affiliates approach us. Hey guys, we can see this converting amazing. That has a knock-on effect that affiliates want to promote it.
Yeah,
You know, so that was to me, that was like, wow. So what we're going to do now today is we're going to help this guy who interviewed me. We're actually going to have Dean work with him to change the way his offer is presented.
Right.
And then take a offer that died into an offer that blows up. You know?
Okay. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, and then that's going to become like a case study of what we just said then, you know, and it's actually a testament then to actually carving out the correct offer. Dean writes a sales copy in like 25 minutes for his WSOs. Like, it takes me, John, like 2-3 bloody weeks to write sales copy, you know. I mean, it takes me ages.
I'm the same, Alex. That's why I've started to go to video more and more, because even video takes me days and days to put together and edit and everything. But yeah, writing sales copy. I think one thing though, on the Worry Forum, you can get away with let's say less professional sales copy. You know, I'm not saying things like grammar, really bad grammar and really bad images, that sort of thing. But some offers make tens of thousands of dollars where the copy isn't, let's say, brilliant, because of maybe the comments people get as well. That's a massive, you know, that has a massive bearing in it. You do see a lot of WSO of the days and you know, products that sell thousands and thousands, where it's just being, you know, a little bit of text with some testimonial images, that sort of thing. So I agree with what you're saying about the copy, but at the same time, sometimes it's a comments as well. You've got to obviously make the initial sales or to get this going.
You're right. So it's the copy, and then once people buy, then the comments.
Yeah.
So like we said at the beginning, my Warrior offer only converted like 2% because people weren't excited because there was no feedback.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So like I was saying to Dean, look, it's bombed. He's like, dude, wait. There's 3%, then 4%, then 5%, and then the affiliates started hitting it, then the comments were coming in, then boom. You know, it was like right up there. So it was really exciting. So yeah, I mean, that's the one thing you really need to focus on is what is in it for the end user. Because what the two different things the offers was, his one was, hey, here's an interview of Alex Jeffries, great, blah, 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 blah. Nothing really in it for the end user. My copy was then, you know, how are you going to learn X, Y, Z? Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, wow. So, so all Dean's going to do with this other guy's one as well is take it from it being an interview to what's all the features and benefits in the interview and sell that as a product. You're going to learn this, this, and this.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just the way you present the offer to the marketplace.
Brilliant. Alex, I've got one more last question. Is there any advice you've got for anyone, Not just listening more special offers, just if there's anything you want to throw in now, and also anything people may want to find out more about you, is anywhere people can go to find out about you, or is anything you know you want to mention?
Okay, so you know, the main thing is, you know, I'm not going to say take action because it's so thrown around, but you know, get off your bum and do something and just get results. It doesn't matter what kind of results you get, whether it's negative or positive. If the results are negative, then you can only better them. If they're positive, use that as a milestone to beat, you know? And it's just really important just to do something to get some sort of results. I mean, it doesn't matter if your results are zero. You did something. You're moving in the correct direction. You're taking action. The universe will reward you for that. The people who just don't do anything, they hang around in the Warrior Forum and just sit there ridiculing everyone else's WSOs. So really just do that. Start putting something together. Listen to John's advice. This guy has been teaching me since 2004, the very first person I trusted way back when. I mean, I know the product's going to be amazing. I've been looking at some of the mind maps. Fantastic. Well done with those, John. And then if people want to learn more about me, you can check me out at internetdocumentary.com. Well, that's one of my blogs, or marketingwithyou.com is my other blog.
Yeah, and I'll also put a link to your... I'll put a link online. WSODomination.com/WSO/Alex. That will be Alex's Warrior Special Offer as well, because you know you can learn a lot just watching that. Alex, it's been absolutely fantastic talking to you. You know, obviously we know each other and we've done this. This is the first time we've done this on this level. I just think, you know, people who've listened to this and actually take action and look at what I'm delivering, I can't say, you know, there's no excuse for failure, really. If you just do it, you know, what I just said there, take action, do something, at least get a Warrior Special Offer listed. And then you can take things from there.
And even if you just got to interview somebody, if you can't create a product yourself, interview somebody, list that Warrior Special Offer. If it bombs, like if it only makes 3 sales, know that it can become a rising success. All you need to do is change the way the offer is presented. So you will become successful.
Yeah. Alex, once again, thank you so much for everything you've done today. I really, really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure, man. I appreciate it, John. And I look forward to the next one, my friend.
Cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye, everyone. Thanks. Hope it's helped. Ciao for now. Peace and love. Alex Jeffries signing out.